Did the person have to be a little overweight to be stout?
No.
Mm-hmm. Would you ever use the word stout about butter that was turning bad?
Butter.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Smell stout.
And someone who's always smiling, doesn't lose his temper, you say he's...
Well, you'd say he's got a good disposition, I guess.
Okay, or he's a what kind of person?
Sweet person.
Or good nature.
Good nature.
And someone like a teenage boy who's just all arms and legs, you'd say he's...
Tall and gangly.
Okay. What if he's always stumbling and dropping things?
Clumsy.
And if a person keeps on doing things that don't make any sense, you'd say he's just a plain... What would you call it?
I don't know.
Did you ever call him a fool? Did you ever use that?
Well, crazy, I reckon. Crazy or fool, what are you going to call it?
How does it sound to call someone a fool?
I don't think it sounds too good.
And a person who has a lot of money but really hangs on to his money, could be a...
A mouser.
Anything else?
Well, I guess you'd call him short.
When you say that a person is common, what does that mean?
Well, he's just a common person.
Is it insulting to be called
no,
common?
No, I don't think.
What if you say a girl is common? What would that mean?
Well, she's just a common girl, just an ordinary girl.
And an old person, maybe up in their 80s, that still gets around real well, has a lot of energy, you'd say that they're awfully...
Spry.
And say if your children were out later than usual, you'd say, well, I don't guess there's anything wrong, but still I can't help feeling a little...
Worried.
Or a little... You wouldn't feel easy about it. You'd say you felt...
Dubious. Uneasy.
Okay. And someone else would say, well, they'll be home all right. Just don't...
Worry.
And you'd say, A child might say, I'm not going to go upstairs in the dark. I'm...
Afraid.
Okay. And you'd say, well, I don't see why she's afraid now. She...
Old enough not to be scared, I guess.
Well, she'd never been scared before, you'd say. I don't see why she's scared now. She...
Never has been.
Did you ever say she used to be or didn't used to be?
Yeah, used to be or didn't used to be. Or...
And someone leaves a lot of money on the table and goes outside and doesn't even bother to lock the door. You'd say they're mighty... What with their money?
Mighty careless.
And you'd say, there's nothing really wrong with Aunt Lizzie, but sometimes she acts kind of...
Curious.
What else could you say?
Funny.
Or she has what ways? She has...
Curious ways?
Did you ever say queer or quar?
Well, I might have said queer. I don't really say quar.
What did it mean to call someone queer?
Well, I don't know what it means. It just has queer ways or curious ways.
Has the word queer changed meanings recently? Would you ever call someone a queer?
No, I don't believe.
And someone that you can't joke with without him losing his temper, you call him?
High-tempered.
And say something that happened to embarrass someone. You say, well, you better not tease him about that because... When it comes to that, he's still a little bit...
Jubous.
Okay. What does that mean?